Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, TasRacing.com.au, talking to trainer Angela Brakey. We've got two very good runners going around in Launceston Wednesday night. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Oh, thank you, Peter.
Well, the two I'd like to focus on, one is race five, the 2150-metre benchmark 84 with White Hawk, just returned from a run in Caulfield, and your rising star, White Clips, who goes around in race seven. First of all, White Hawk went around at Caulfield on Saturday, had no possible chance the way the race was run and where he was.
No, look, it was just way too slow. They walked, and he's not a sit-sprint horse, so that was a bit unfortunate. He drew barrier one and was boxed in basically from the start.
So rider Dwayne Dunn, what did he say when he got off?
He said exactly what I told him to start with was right. He couldn't be boxed in. He just needed to run his own race, and he took a while to wind up, which he does off a slow tempo. So he said, look, bring him back and lead, and he should win.
Well, maybe you'll do that tonight. And I think... you know, this horse has got plenty of ability. Comes off a ninth in the Lonnie Cup. Didn't work out right there. Caulfield put a line through it. You expecting him to win this race on Wednesday night?
Look, he should go very well. There's a one or two horses there. Well, Brilliant Jet, I think, is
ready.
Running that hasn't run for a long time. But look, Kanji will lead, and he's come off the boat. He's in terrific order. I think he's actually thrived on the trip.
Okay.
So he should be very forward because he'll set a good tempo. So he should be able to sit behind there and pull out and get going at the, you know, 650-700.
All right. Well, White Clips, he's won his only two starts this time in, and boy, has he been impressive. And you back him up in the 1420, benchmark 66. A very winnable race for him?
Look, it looks to be on paper. He's just a funny horse because he just plods around his track work and just builds into it. So, I mean, he's just the same as he has been. The runs haven't taken anything out of him. So he's in good order, and he will hopefully run well again.
Good barrier. Barrier four is ideal from a field of 10.
Yeah, much better than last start, so it's terrific.
Well, Brendan McCool got off him and said pretty keen to stay with this horse. I think he's a bit better than average.
Mm. Well, it's just he's just got that amazing turn of foot. He's a lot like his sire, so we're very fortunate that he's thrown that way and doesn't need a long time to wind up like his brother.
Well, that last start win was just with so much authority. You just had back me next start and any other start with some confidence.
Yeah. No, look, he's in good order. There's no reason why he can't run well.
All right. Well, look, you've experienced the Melbourne with White Hawk, and unfortunately it didn't work out, but I'm sure if you go back again and Dwayne Dunn gets on, it might be a different outcome. All the best in race five with White Hawk on Wednesday night, and in race seven with White Clips. Thanks for your time, Ange.
Thanks very much, Peter.